Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tfilah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkas. We're in Pirkei P'tichah Perek Aleph, paragraph number 7. We'll split this paragraph into two sections because he opens up with a topic, with an idea, which I think is central to his entire argument. He begins by quoting in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, student of the Ari. Hinei muva b'shem Rav Chaim Vital Zal. This appears in the Pri Et Chaim in Sha'ar HaTfilah. It referred to in Perek Zayin and maybe other places in Sha'ar HaTfilah, but I was unable to find the exact quote. But many people refer to it in the name of Chaim Vital. Shebedorot harishonim shel chachmei ha-gemara, that back in the time of the Gemara, hayta Torah tam keva, that really their essential avoda was Torah. Uvaikar avodatam, and that was their essence of how they worshipped God. Ve'ata, says Rav Chaim Vital, and now, today, Ikvita de Mashicha, as we stand in the birth pangs of the Messianic age, Ikar ha'avodah hi hatfilah, that at some level the essence of Avodat Hashem today in Rav Chaim Vital's time, in our time, is tefillah, is davening. The idea is elaborated upon in the Baal HaTanya in the Kuntras Achron, in Perek Dalet and also in Perek Chet, there in the Kuntras Achron. And it seems like this citation from Chaim Vital shows up all over the place. Rav Kook refers to it amongst others. Many contemporary thinkers focus on this idea. And I want to unpack what it means to say that tefillah is our ikar avodah. That the way we worship, the way we daven, at some level, becomes the essential path of connection in our time. There are ways in which this is very powerful and important, and I think mind-blowing. And there are ways in which this is very limiting, because there are certain advantages to Talmud Torah. I can learn a text with anybody. Even if that person thinks that this text was written by multiple authors and I think it's Torah Misinai, even if this person doesn't have respect for the Rambam, or even if this person doesn't think Rav Moshe Feinstein was so important, we can sit down. And even though I come to this text with a great amount of Yirah and Chavod, we can all study Rav Moshe together. We can all read the Rambam and try to pick apart what he meant and what it might mean for today. And it goes across denominations, backgrounds, ideologies. And these days, with the proliferation of translations, you can access these texts in English and in French and in any other language. So much is available now to the serious learner, to the one who wants to connect to God through text. And one connect to through communities through Talmud Torah. The ability to study a text together has the amazing opportunity to flatten the playing field. I can sit together with a group of Jews from all around the world, sitting here on Zoom, and connecting and studying perhaps a passage from Herzl and the Rambam and the Rav Yoel and Satmar anti-Zionism. I can study anything with anybody, and it brings people together around a shared set of ideas. But when I try to daven with somebody, now we have to figure out where we're going to sit. I'm going to need a machitza. We're going to have to sit who's going to count in the minyan. And I'm not going to count the women. We're going to have to figure out who is actually a halachic Jew. And I'm not going to accept a person's conversion or a person's descent. And so tefillah in the normative sense, shachrit, mincha, mariv, can actually be very disruptive. And it's difficult to daven together. It's difficult to daven together across the denominational boundaries, across communal lines. And nonetheless, when we try to make that work, when we figure out what it might look like to reach out to Hashem together through tefillah, and maybe that doesn't mean shacharit, mincha, or mariv. Maybe that means halel, or maybe it means meditation, or maybe it means singing, or maybe it means studying not with our minds, but a different type of tefillah, different type of Talmud Torah. Maybe what Rav Chaim Vital is saying, and I've heard this in the name of Rabbi Nachman, is that the goal of our Talmud Torah is to turn it into tefillah. To make that moment of intellectual connection not just an analytical connection, analytical moment, but a moment of real deep, heartfelt connection. And that tefillah has the ability to transcend certain types of intellectual boundaries. You know, we often struggle as parents, as teachers, that young people don't love davening. Davening in modern Orthodox high schools is a huge challenge, and not just in high schools. But you know when davening is great? If you go and watch a kindergartner, go and watch a kindergarten class. They sing together. They often have deep kavanot. They offer brachot for refuah, tfilot for chayilei tzahal, tfilot for America. It's quite amazing. And then something happens. Something happens in first grade that I think is actually a huge disaster. We give them a sidur. It's a wonderful party and the parents come and the grandparents come and we shep such nachas and it's lovely. But we take this sweet, innocent tefillah of a kindergartner and we destroy it. We give them a sitter. We force them into the box. I want to be very clear. Shachri Mincha Maariv is essential to who I am as a Jew. Nonetheless, we need to learn to cultivate a type of tefillah that can transcend these boundaries, that can really be the avoda of our generation, that can bring people together. Maybe it's the tefillah of singing together in a protest. Maybe it's the tefillah of standing outside of a detention center. Maybe it's the tefillah of one Jew and another Jew, and maybe a non-Jew, reaching out beyond ourselves, seeking a connection to the Creator of the world.